Hi, I'm Madeline Sheps, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for another weekday meditation. 5 days a week, my pastor, Chuck Allen, will engage you with a simple yet powerful time that includes a bit of scripture, gratitude, prayer, and quietude, all easily guided and simple to follow. So settle in, find a place to chill, and discover peace and direction with my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hi, thanks for that introduction, Madeline, and thanks for joining me for day three in our weekday meditation as we talk about wisdom in this five-day part. In the little book of James in chapter one, and in this tiny book, it gives us an incredible picture of how we are to seek after wisdom and to be able to benefit from God's wisdom as we live our daily life. In verse 12 in chapter one, it says, God blesses those who are patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. And remember, when you are being tempted, do not say God is tempting me. God is never tempted to do wrong, and he never tempts anyone else. I want to remind you that James is addressing the same three topics as he did in the first 11 verses, really verse 2 through 11, and he adds a new dimension to each topic. In this time in verse 2 through 4, he talks about external testing becoming internal temptation later on. The need for wisdom is related to controlling angry speech, and poverty and wealth relate to the need to act on God's word. Then the section summarizes all those themes. And so the scripture says, to those who love him are faithful and obedient. Everything James talks about is about faith and about works, that we are to be wise when we have activated our faith. And I believe the best definition for faith that James gives us is it is active obedience. So today, let's focus on those two words. If you have a pen or pencil, write down those two words, active obedience. And in our time of meditation, let's ask the Lord that he would give us courage and strength and wisdom for active obedience. So let's get our breathing under control, settled in, and let every muscle in our body relax, find a place of quietude and solitude, and let us speak with the Lord and then hush. And as James tells us in chapter one, let's talk less and listen more. So let's get our breathing started to get the separation from the world's noise to the quietude of God. You ready? Again, you ready? There is just something calming about that. Tell the Lord something you're grateful for right now. God, I'm grateful for. Tell the Lord something that's great about him. You know that, Lord, this is what's great about you. Thank the Lord for something he's got you dealing with right now. James says that we're to count it joy as we're in the middle of some challenge. And when we see it as joy, that God then does this work within us and gives us endurance, just like a marathon running training, that we train for our endurance, that we might be able to not just suffer, but we might grow through this and we might receive his richest blessing. So right now, just thank the Lord for whatever it is you're having to go through. It might be big, it might be huge, but whatever that is, I want to encourage you to ask the Lord for this right now. God, would you give me wisdom, and would you give me the courage and the understanding? Prompt my spirit, speak into my soul that I might have active obedience in how you want me to work through this challenge right now, this day, this week. I'll mind the time, and you be sure to just be still and quiet and listen for the Lord. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. And I'm back. And trust that you've had a great time as you've heard from the Lord and are working this day on active obedience. Remember those two words, active obedience. And I'll see you back tomorrow for another weekday meditation as we talk about wisdom. God bless you.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck, and thank you for joining us. And be sure to share these meditations through your social media accounts and tag them #weekdaymeditation. You can also subscribe to Weekday Meditations on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us. Pastor Chuck will return with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Bye now.